Sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. My guest this week is Christine from All Roads Driving Academy. Now, I've invited Christine back because we just have so much to talk about and we have such a good time talking about driving. So, Christine, I've invited you back. Thank you again for taking some extra time with us this week.
Thanks, Deb. Thanks for having me.
So last week we talked about safe driving, and this week we're going to talk about winter driving, which they really are two separate conversations, and yet I'm sure there's information and tips that overlap onto both of those categories. But we started our conversation last week, some very excellent information from you about retraining ourselves and having a running commentary while we're driving instead of thinking about what it is that we're going to do when we get to where we're going. So Christine, you've been a driving instructor for how many years now?
20 years.
So you obviously enjoy doing what you're doing.
Let's just say yes.
Okay, that's a good answer. So winter is upon us, or at least it's supposed to be upon us. So let's start off by talking about special considerations that we should be reminded of this time of year.
Well, the first thing is our vehicles. Obviously, our vehicles go through some major extra wear and tear in the winter. So things that we need to consider is our fluids are topped up, and that we have, you can actually get winter windshield wipers, which I still have to put on my vehicle, so I'm guilty of it too. But in any case, and the belts, and most definitely the tires. Tires are so important for going and most definitely for stopping. Now, there is obviously a difference between M&S or mud and snow tires and winter tires. A lot of people think that M&S, because it stands for mud and snow, that's a sufficient winter tire. It's an all-season tire. A winter tire is a tire that if you look on your tire, it'll have an alpine or a mountainous peak with a snowflake in the middle. That is a certified winter tire, which is more pliable and gives you more traction. And the grooves or the sipes are also bigger, so it kicks the water or snow out of the tires rather than impacting them in. I do get asked about studding tires. That's a preference. If a driver wants to stud their tires, most definitely. I don't stud my tires anymore because the tires are so well made now that they don't actually need to be studded. And I read that, I haven't tried this, tried tested and true, but I read that at minus 12, that the studs on the tires are less effective. Uh-huh. But again, anybody who wants to stud their tires, I don't mind because it actually chops up the ice and it gives me better grip on the road.
Yeah, they're doing us a bit of a service,
yes,
aren't they?
Yeah.
So thank you for that. So what about our fluids? Because when I think of topping up fluids with it, when it comes to driving, that usually involves a Tim Hortons drive-thru. So what is topping up our fluids? What does that look like?
Well, we have the oil, obviously, but if you're getting your regular oil checks, but you should actually be checking your oil yourself. I usually do it every gas fill. I'll check my oil. But there's also your brake fluids, your antifreeze, the windshield washer fluid, and I'm forgetting one. I know it. There's more fluids, but it's
it's the coffee.
Yeah, it probably is the coffee. And it should be weather worthy too. So antifreeze, you can't just put water in there. It has to be at least minus 40. And it's good. You can get windshield washer fluid that also has a
it has the negative temperature rating.
Yes, yes.
Thanks, I've seen that. Actually, Canadian Tire had a really good deal on that last week. Yes. So that's our fluids. You talked about the winter wipers. And that's funny. I've been driving all these years, and I actually didn't know there were winter wipers for vehicles. I think that's something I should investigate.
Yeah, I believe what they are is they have Kevlar on them. So the snow and the ice doesn't stick to them. And it actually has an extra, if you look at the wipers, it actually has an extra sleeve on it so it doesn't freeze up.
Oh, what a good idea. So you had some really good information about the winter tires. Now, we were talking a little bit about the survival kits that some individuals get, or they already have prepared from last year if they didn't need to, if they survived without needing their survival kit, that's, you know, thumbs up. But what type of things should we be looking for in a survival kit for our vehicles?
Well, besides the stuff that we should actually always have in our vehicles for the winter, so we should have like the ice scrapers and brushes and probably some warmer clothes, but an actual survival kit, it should be designed around your trip. So are you just driving in the city, you know, a couple blocks to work, that kind of thing, then you probably don't need as many things in your vehicle. But if you're going to take a highway trip or even a remote road or a mountainous road, then your survival kit's going to get a little bit more sophisticated, where you're going to think about blankets and perishable foods and water and, of course, jumper cables, but everybody should have those anyway. But a really good thing is to, like, canned foods.
Yes.
Right? The best way to think about it is think about a worst case scenario. What if I was to break down and I'm on a mountainous road where a vehicle might come by every couple days? What would be the things that you would like to have to keep you comfortable in your vehicle? So it's important to stay warm, stay fed, and entertained also, because the entertainment can make the time go by better. So a deck of cards or whatever else, you know, puzzles. And candles are a good idea also, because batteries do have a tendency of wearing out or not working at all. I hate it when a flashlight doesn't work, but in any case,
yes,
a candle can give you light and heat also in the vehicle.
Excellent ideas there. I had a coworker who was quite committed to stocking her vehicle. As soon as she changed her tires over, then she would stock her vehicle. And I just thought, I would look through the things that she put in her vehicle. And honestly, it looked like she was getting ready to take her grandchildren on a trip, because there would be all kinds of juice boxes and water bottles and granola bars and games. And but she wasn't. She was just preparing for her treks to Fort St. John to actually visit her grandchildren. The one thing she always had in her vehicle was a bag of sand. Now, years ago when we first moved to Prince George, I was a bit of a city girl and I didn't understand why the bag of sand was there. And she explained, of course, it was to provide traction in the winter for vehicles that, you know, slid off and got into a ditch. So I asked her, do you use this sand? Like, is this something that's actually been necessary in your driving life? And she said every year she had to replace the sand. And I thought immediately she must not be a very good driver. But it wasn't about her. It was about them stopping and helping other people. And inevitably she had to use that bag of sand every year. She had to replace it. Now, you had mentioned kitty litter.
Yes.
Kitty litter instead of sand, which... Yes. Phenomenal. How does kitty litter work with that?
Well, it gives traction, just like the sand would. And that's what you need if they get... So if somebody slips off the pavement, or maybe even it's just ice, they're just kind of stuck on a little bit, just skidding out, a little bit of traction goes a long way. So that's where the sand and the kitty litter come in.
Excellent. Oh, that was a really good point. So let's talk about timing in driving in winter conditions. I personally try to think about leaving 15 minutes earlier, but since our last discussion, I think I need to put a little more thought into my timing, because I really need to think about my driving instead of my to-do list. So talk to us about being ready with our time management for winter driving.
Well, you know, again, we're all a little bit guilty about this. We get used to leaving the house at a certain time. It only takes us 15 minutes to get here, or 10 minutes to get there, or 20 minutes to get. So that's all the time we give ourselves to get to those places. So in the winter, and not in the winter, things happen. Traffic or is backed up. But if we look at the winter season, everything takes longer. warming up our car, taking the snow off our car, de-icing our car, even getting ready to go out the door, your boots, your jackets, your gloves, your toque to stay warm, never mind your hot coffee mug and all your other luggage you got to grab too. Everything takes longer. So we really need to give ourselves extra. We have to put that into our lives to give ourselves extra time to get out, or not get out the door, but to get to our destination. And if we actually give ourselves that little extra time, it may only be a couple minutes extra. It doesn't have to be a half an hour or half your day. But if we give ourselves that extra time, then when we're driving, we can drive more relaxed and actually have that time to pay attention to the driving task at hand.
Yes, I think that's a really good piece of advice. One thing that I've noticed is when we don't take enough time, whether it's winter or any other season of driving, it seems that when we don't take enough time, that's really when the bad and lazy habits kick in, because we're ready to take more chances as drivers, right? Because we've got to either get to our destination in the exact amount of time that we calculated, which when does that ever happen? Or we left 5 minutes too late. And we've got to make up that 5 minutes. So somehow we think bad, lazy driving habits will make up that 5 minutes that we just, something came up, the phone rang or something happened, and we couldn't get out into the vehicle at the time that we wanted to leave in. So what do you think about the time management and distracted driving connection? Is there something there, or am I making something up here?
Time management, almost definitely, because if we're not managing our time properly, then our brain's going to be scattered or off on some other tangent that we forgot to make time for.
And our brains will always be busy.
Yes.
And then, of course, if we do leave a little later than we anticipated, out the window goes that running commentary.
And yes, yes. And not only that, but if we haven't given ourselves the time we need, the next thing we know that we're finishing our hair and our makeup or whatever. That's the women, of course. And the men, I have seen men even shaving when they're driving.
Yes.
So it's it could be very distracting.
Yes. So distracted driving, being prepared, getting out the door a little ahead of time, all really good tips. And of course, those cross over into other seasons, not just winter driving, but again, leaving a little bit earlier saves us money, because we're not going to be getting into accidents as frequently as a community and as community members, but also those pesky traffic tickets.
Financial Tune-Up with Deb Ross will return in a moment on 93.1 CFIS FM.